Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there. On Tuesdays, typically, I release bonus episodes for the Patreon community. But this week, everybody gets the bonus episode, because Amanda and I are announcing something very fun in this little bonus treat. We are going to be hosting the Romantic Times Rewind. We're going to be doing a new series where we look at old issues of RT Book Reviews and Romantic Times Magazine. Here is a little trailer about what we have planned. Do you remember the Romantic Times Magazine?
Yeah, I only got it when I went to the conference because they gave everyone free copies. I never cracked them open. I never looked inside. And I did remember reaching out to Romantic Times and seeing if they were interested in reviewers. Nothing ever happened with that. But I was very curious about Romantic Times. But I never, I think I attended maybe three of the conventions and everyone got a copy, I don't think I ever looked inside.
So these are all new to you.
Yes, yes. I mean, like, obviously, when we were looking through, I recognized a lot of the books.
Yes, of course.
I have very good visual memory. I'm like, oh, I remember that one. But the content inside, wow, what a flashback.
Right? It's a very, very specific memory lane. So here is why I wanted to do this project on the podcast. One, I love a particular show called Listen to Sassy, which is where Tara Ariano and Pamela Ribbon and David T. Cole, who are from Television Without Pity and Fame Tracker and all of and Dawson's Rap, they look at old issues of Sassy magazine. And I think they do 4 episodes per issue. And Sassy magazine for me was like the teen magazine that if you were cool, you read Sassy. It was Jane Pratt. It had all of these asides, like they would show you the editorial process of the magazine. There was all this commentary and it was there because there was a lot of like, not like other girls energy in early issues of Sassy, but I look back on it and I'm like, wow, how much did this influence my style and my sense of who I was? And it was a very formative publication. And so I started looking at old issues of Romantic Times and I thought, you know, what would it be like if the Listen to Sassy crew were looking at this magazine? And then I was like, wait a minute, I have a podcast. I could do that.
So you're talking about like formative magazines and
yes.
I'm trying to remember if I had a magazine that I, you know, like read a lot of, and the answer is no.
No.
But no, but there was this, do you remember, was it like the Delia's clothing catalog?
Oh, Delia's.
Delia's, that's what it was.
Delia's. Oh my God, I just saw some clips of, like some pictures of Delia's on Instagram. And I was like, oh, is that where I got the thing where if I'm really annoyed by something, I randomly capitalize letters in the middle of a word?
So the Delia's catalog.
Oh my God. Delia's and Sassy are like cousins, I swear. They're totally cousins.
And then as a teen, the only magazine subscription that I subscribed to, total 180, is New Type, which was this giant anime magazine. Ooh. And I think it's defunct now. I think it's not around. But yeah, so you had Sassy and I had the Delia's Catalog and New Type anime magazine.
The Delia's Catalog and Sassy are absolutely related to each other, just in style and in content. Absolutely. The thing about magazines that I miss, and I understand the economics of magazine publication not being feasible, but I miss magazines because it's somewhere between reading a book and watching TV for me. It's a completely different reading experience. And so looking at old issues of Romantic Times is sort of like, oh, I remember how much I liked reading magazines. And there aren't any magazines that I subscribe to. Like, Bitch has ended. But let me tell you about the history of Romantic Times, because this blew my mind.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so
I only know loosely about the owner, the founder of Romantic
That would be Times. Lady Catherine Falk, Lady of Barrow. So it was founded as a newsletter in 1981. Everything is a flat fucking circle. I swear to God, we are now back to newsletters. If someone wants to create Romantic Times, the Substack, that's where we are right now. So this was a newsletter in 1981, but it was actually like a paper newsletter you would like mail in the post.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of format would that be distributed in? Apparently a paper newsletter.
Yeah. So according to Wikipedia, the initial publication took 9 months to create and was distributed to an initial audience of 3,000 subscribers. And from 1982 to 2018, they organized the Romantic Times Book Lovers Convention, which was a truly formative experience. It included author signings, a costume ball, and a male beauty pageant. Oh, yes, it did.
I feel like I wish people in the year of our Lord 2023 could get that experience. Like, you know, when
Forget
Bath
the
and
time
Body
machine
works,
where we go like, back and yeah, influence history. We're just taking people to the mansion.
Well, like, you know, when Bath and Body Works discontinued those like 90 cents, like cucumber melon, right?
Yeah.
And like they were gone for a while. And it's like when you try to describe what a cucumber melon smells like.
I know exactly what that smells like. You can't describe it.
You can't. And that's how I feel about Romantic Times. It's like, when you talk about this, you sound like nothing makes sense. Like you're speaking another language because everyone's like, what?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's how I feel. It's like trying to describe Romantic Times is trying to describe to someone what cucumber melon smells like.
Yes.
If they've never smelled it before.
Romantic Times, the cucumber melon of magazines. That'll be our tagline. Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me write that down. So in 2016, the magazine ended 35 years in print and went digital. And I remember them pushing the digital subscription. The magazine ended in May 2018, the same month that Catherine Falk announced that the closure of the magazine and the end of the conference. She said, I'm retiring and I'm ending my participation in publishing. And when we say end, I mean, we mean end. If you go to rtbookreviews.com, it's been bought by something and I think it's AI. Like, it's a domain that still gets traffic, but there's nothing there. The magazine is gone. There are no online archives that I've been able to find. All of the issues that I have either purchased in print on eBay and I'm going to scan them. Or I reached out to people and they had digital subscriptions between a certain, the certain dates when it was a lot, when it was digitally published, and they sent me the digital PDF. So there's very little of this magazine that I can find except at Bowling Green, which has a pretty large collection of the older ones. Maybe I'll take a trip to Ohio and like go nose around in the archives someday. But
that's wild to me that like
it's
no
gone.
Online archives at all.
It's gone.
I wonder if maybe library systems might have old archives.
I can look in WorldCat. I'll make a note to do that. That's a good idea. But
yeah, I wonder if the library would have old copies.
So when I started looking at old issues of Romantic Times on eBay, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is interesting. There's this one and this one. I started by buying two issues with people that I know on the cover. So I bought one with Jill Shalvis and I bought one with Helen Gay Diamond.
Maybe you can have them sign them.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. Hey, sign this for me. The Patreon community will get access to the full PDF scan. So if you're a member of the Patreon, you can read the whole magazine. It is delightful. But what we're going to do is one episode will be going through all of the reviews. And for an example, the issue that we're starting with is May 2014, and there are 298 books reviewed and rated in this one magazine.
So many reviews.
So many.
So many.
So many. And so we're going to go through each genre and pull out a review that we want to call attention to. And then in 2 weeks, there'll be an episode where we look at the magazine ads and the magazine features and look at the content aside from the reviews. So there's going to be two episodes for each issue. And we're going to do those every other week. So you can join us on the Romantic Times Rewind. But I wanted to share one little thing that I found with my research. Okay. So in Time Magazine, in, oh my goodness, 2008, March 7th, 2008, there was an article in Time Magazine called Crazy and in Charge. Okay, first of all, can you imagine that being published today, Crazy and in Charge? Here are some zany, crazy CEOs, folks. Look at the, and of course, Catherine Falk is in there. So this is what it says about Catherine Falk in this article. Catherine Falk, 58, whose boundless love for romance novels has led her to produce conventions, magazines, newsletters, and tours, also sells chocolates and other items to women who share her passion. Her Romantic Times annual Romantic Times Book Lovers Convention draws some 5,000, features a male beauty pageant and a costume ball. During a 1997 Romantic Times convention in Baton Rouge, as hundreds of lady authors, would-be authors, and romance novel lovers milled about, Lady Barrow, she bought herself an English title, regally strolled the floor, greeting fans, eager not just to meet her, but also to pet the pet chicken that often perched on her shoulder. Truly, she swoons all the way to the bank.
Well, so I looked up Catherine Falk after we agreed to do this to be like, what is she up to these days?
Uh-oh, what is she up to these days?
Well, she's very active on Facebook, but I think I've noticed a lot of photos of goats. So she's still in that livestock, her livestock era.
I'm glad to hear it.
It is perpetual.
When I started reaching out to people, I posted on social media, hey, if you have old issues of Romantic Times digitally or in print, you know, let me know. And Teresa Romaine mailed me an issue that she was on. She's on the cover. She's in it. And she said, I flipped through this one probably for the first time since I bought it. And I was struck by how long ago it all seemed. This magazine isn't even a decade old, but publishing has changed so much. And that really struck me. I think Teresa's totally right about that. So since podcasting is amazingly visual, not, we're going to have visual aids, to borrow a term from Listen to Sassy. We're going to have visual aids in the podcast entry. I'm also going to be doing posts on Smart Bitches where we capture some of the images from the magazine and post them. I'm going to put some on social media. And I've decided I'm going to put this on Tumblr because it makes me happy to say, and it's on Tumblr because I can't put it on GeoCities. That's why. So welcome to Romantic Times Rewind. I'm very excited about this.
I am too. I mean, going through the magazine was wild.
Wild, right?
It was a wild ride.
So what I have on file right now is a couple of months of 2014, 2015, and 2016. I'm going to try to round that out, but we're not going to be able to go chronologically because I'm still acquiring them. But we are going to go through each issue that I have. All right. So I'm very excited about this.
Me too.
Our first episode will be arriving in your podcast feeds on Friday, October 6th. And we are starting with the May 2014 issue. Like I said, if you're in the Patreon, you're going to have access to the complete PDF of the whole magazine. It is a wild ride down memory lane. But I hope you will join us, and I hope you will enjoy each part of the Romantic Times Rewind. This is a lot of fun. Thank you again for being part of the podcast Patreon. And if you are not part of the Patreon and you would like to be, head to patreon.com/smartbitches. Have a great rest of your day and see you Friday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.